Welcome back, you guys. Episode 119 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and good morning, you guys. How are you? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did. Great. I had a good week, you guys. It's been an interesting one, that's for sure, and pretty darn good for me. So I'm gonna start with catch you guys up. If you were trying to watch this morning, you might have noticed I was trying to do a live stream. That was actually it almost worked. My internet, I think, is too slow. But I'll keep trying in the future. I'm really excited to try and do a live stream for you guys, to hang out with you guys. I'd really like to get that going, especially right now when, everyone's kind of cooped up, and I'm sure we could all use a little more socializing. I know I sure can. So I'm going to attempt to try and get a live stream going in these next couple weeks or whatever, or maybe even days. But I just attempted it, and it seemed like my connection was just not fast enough. Now, that was over wireless. That was on my laptop. I wasn't able to connect directly to my network, so I'll keep trying. I'm hopeful that we can all hang out that way. So at any rate, now I'm gonna do this one as just a quick one. I just kind of threw up my quick camera here, so things are a little different, but I just spent a bunch of time trying to do that live stream, and it looks like it didn't work, so I deleted it, and I'm gonna just put this one up for now, and then I'll come back and keep trying live streams. But yeah, so that's something I'm working on right now. I really want to try and get a live stream going to hang out with you guys, so I'll keep pushing on that, and let me know your thoughts if that sounds interesting. I'll try and do an episode in an evening sometime during the week or something, and spend a little more time with you guys. But at any rate, so with that out of the way, I thought I'd just do this. So I'm going to make this a quick journal. So I had a good week. From a food standpoint, I ran out of my ground beef about halfway through the week, and I switched to Costco beef. Transition was a little rough, as always. I actually had a sick night before I transitioned, but while I was still eating my own ground beef, but I didn't get sick off my ground beef. I got sick. I ate tri-tip, and tri-tip, I should have known better. Something about the gristle in the tri-tip, or some of the fatty bits or some of the gristle, it's just undigestible for me, and I know it. I can taste it when I eat it, and if I eat a little bit, it's fine. But on Tuesday night, I ate a lot of tri-tip, and I knew it was a mistake. I felt fine, but I had that taste in my mouth. I went, I think that might come back to haunt me. But it'd been a long time since I've been sick. But sure enough, I woke up about midnight with a burning stomach, and it was pretty awful. I vomited a lot, and ended up with yellow bile coming out both ends, and that sucks. But I know what it is. It's just something that won't digest in my stomach, and I eventually get it out. So that was Tuesday night. Wednesday was fine, back to work. And then Thursday, I switched to Costco ground beef. Loved the taste. It was great. Ate quite a bit, but not a ton. And I had another sick night on Thursday night. Maybe it was Friday night. Anyways, it wasn't very bad. It was just very minor, but again, something in my stomach that I couldn't digest, and I ended up vomiting it out, and some yellow bile coming out both ends, but very short-lived that night. And then the next day, more of that ground beef, and I sort of evaluated it, and sure enough, as I was slowing down to eat and paying attention, it's got a lot of tough gristle in it. So it'll be fine. I just need to make sure I don't eat a big bowl full in one sitting, because then I just seems like I just don't digest at all, and that's when my problems start. So I did. I had two sick nights this week. What a bummer, huh? I'd been doing so good, and neither of them were too bad. None of them had any residual effects other than being tired. But it was a bummer. So at any rate, that sort of re-inspired me to be excited about my potential for my bile acid malabsorption test that I asked my doctor to look into for me, because it does seem like it's something along those lines. Boy, it's really, the farther I go down this road, it sucks when that happens, and I'm pretty miserable. But for the most part, it's fairly benign. It doesn't seem to have any lasting effects. I'm sure that burning stomach acid isn't doing me any help, any good, just sitting in my stomach. But anyways, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't seem that bad. I'm funny, huh? Okay, I'm sick. Anyways, it wasn't a big bummer on my week is what I'm trying to say. So the rest of the week I just worked, dug in, got a long ways on my boat. And I feel very fortunate. I'm blessed to have been able to work this last week. I think I am going to keep working. The owner of the company laid everybody off on Friday. It's looking really grim for these businesses. I'm wondering how my customers are going to stay in business next year. I bet they won't because they mostly are their whale watching boats and things like that. And I think he knows that. So he laid everybody off. But there's three of us that are going to keep working and try and finish this current project. So I am going to be back to work this week, which is good. I'm thankful to have the opportunity. It's frustrating because they are the people that we need to partner with to finish this boat have been coming back and forth from Seattle. It's not super responsible in my opinion, but I don't see anybody else. I mean, I'm not going to the store even. I have enough food for a month here at least. So I'm just going to work and coming back here. And so if they make me sick, that's all it's gonna do. And I'm not too concerned about that. I think we're all gonna get it anyways at some point. I know the goal is to just slow it down. I whatever. It feels a little different out here, you guys. I mean, not that I've been where you are, but we're so rural. We really feel the stores, are mostly fine and life is kind of going on as normal. So it's not too big a deal here, but anyways, it's pretty weird out there. So I hope you guys are doing good. I know it's a scary time and for a lot of folks in a lot of places. But yeah, so that was my week. I was working. I'm gonna work next this next week. I'm gonna eat ground beef. I'm gonna try and stay positive and stay in the moment. Waylon's out there chasing mice or something. So we're having a good time, you guys. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you're hanging in there and staying the course and doing your best despite all of the craziness in the world. Reach out to those around you and help out if you can. And I'll check back with you guys shortly. I'm gonna let this one go, leave it as a short one, and I'll keep coming back. And I'm gonna try that live stream a few more times throughout the week here and see if we can't get it to work. So hopefully I'll be hanging out with you guys in the chat soon. So all right, you guys, hope you have a great week. I hope you stay positive and keep your spirits up. And let me know if there's anything I can do for you. But I'll be here and I'll try and get with you guys, like I said, as we go through this time here. I'll try and spend some more time with you guys if I can. So, all right, you guys, hang in there. Talk to you soon. And I'll be back. See you real soon. All right, thanks, you guys. See ya.